Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
Oh.
It is now time for the week three edition of your NFL Power Rankings. Of course, we keep score here on Sean, RJ, and Bob. Well, as Corey Majors would say, Sean, RJ, Bobby, Peyton, and Carter here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, your home of America's team. If you're new to the show, you text in 1 through 5 or 5 through 1. You can tweet it as well on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. And Ralph, let's start with grading ourselves.
Okay, well, this could be interesting to grade ourselves because this was a tough week.
For you guys, maybe.
Shan, you had Kansas City 1, San Fran 2, Baltimore 3, Detroit 4.
Oh, God.
And Houston 5.
2 and 3.
Are you embarrassed?
A little bit. 2 and 3.
Roberto.
Yeah.
Kansas City 1.
Yep.
San Fran 2.
Nope.
Houston 3.
Yes.
Detroit 4.
Nope.
And Philadelphia 5.
Nope.
Are you embarrassed?
2 and 3.
Peyton Russell. Kansas City 1.
Genius.
San Fran 2.
Idiot.
Detroit 3.
Moron.
Baltimore 4.
Well.
Stupid.
Houston 5.
Are you embarrassed?
2 and 3.
And there's me.
I see the smile. You lost week one as well.
I don't really ever lose. I just call it not winning.
Okay.
All right. Kansas City 1. Okay. Detroit 2.
Mm-mm.
San Fran 3.
Nope.
Philadelphia 4.
Will this push you over the top with only one win?
And the Dallas Cowboys 5.
Oh, choppy. 0 for 2.
Send those rankings back to Hezbollah.
Yeah, that's where they belong. Where they belong.
You want to read your text message? It's a great text.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It's clever.
I got a text from you. I won't say who, but you can figure out. Somebody texted in and said first time, long time.
Just say his name.
All right, it was Will Kane, who's on our sister station, KRLD.
Used to be on ESPN.
He said, first time, long time, great segment. Austin is rude because of the libs. Let's just all say it out loud. I'll hang up and listen. Will and Hezbollah.
That was good.
See, that hurts.
That's a good line.
Okay.
Like friendly fire.
Let's go 5 through 1. Let's go 5 through 1 this week.
Okay.
And change things up. I struggled after 1. I mean a big time struggle. I wrote 1, and then this was my list.
Then I have 11 teams.
Of possibilities. I will start off here, because I was boring last week, at number 5, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Whoa!
Wow! I've disrespected Baker for long enough. I know it's the fourth straight time they've started 2-0. I'm wondering if they can be a real legitimate pain in the butt. Todd Bowles was and has been thought of as a good coach throughout his career. I know, you know, there's been some doormat stuff and needing to mess up Brady and then whatever happened there. That was the final year, right, of Tom's career with Brady when Dak eliminated them. But there's just something about Tampa that makes me feel like they're going to be solid throughout the entire season. I'm going to go along with Alex Smith. I know you said they should have lost against the Lions. Dan Campbell butchered all that. I'm going with the Bucs at 5.
Okay. All right. I like it. I put San Fran here.
Whoa! The big drop. The big.
Actually, you know what? No, I'm changing it.
Oh, my God.
Are you dropping them out of the top five, or
no,
are you moving them
No, up? I'm moving them up.
Okay.
I'll put Detroit here.
Okay.
They became the first team in 30 years to outgain their opponent by 200 yards and have more than five sacks more than them and lose. And they lost because Dan Campbell can't math and seven trips to the red zone, and Goff got just one TD out of it. They moved the ball at will. They'll be favored in maybe all but three games the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to freak out over one loss, so I will put Detroit at five. I should put them at four, but I'll put them there at five.
I like that. I think that makes a lot of sense. I was thinking Detroit should be at five, but I wanted to be a little different.
I struggled with this one.
You look like you're struggling.
Well, because there's...
You just laughed at Choppy for being indecisive, and now you are.
All right. Number five is the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
I'll just spoil that this team is not in there, because I was flipping back and forth between five and six, between New Orleans and Buffalo. Buffalo was good. I just don't know that you can sustain what they've done in terms of how old they are, the lack of like legitimate passing weapons for Josh Allen. So New Orleans, I just think what they've done so far, they're going to be able to replicate consistently throughout the year. So I've got New Orleans number five.
Number five, I have the Buffalo Bills. RJ sold me on that team in the first couple segments there, saying Arizona's win might have been a bigger win than we think. Maybe Arizona's pretty
good.
And
we know you can be sold on football teams.
Did I sell you on Hezbollah as a country?
No, I did not buy it. But yeah, and then, I mean, they were beating the Dolphins last week before Tua got hurt well into that game. So I've blocked Buffalo at five.
I'm believing in this team in the long term, but I was listening a little bit to RJ Choppy. And I'm bumping out the armpit at four for the Lions.
Okay.
I wanted to put the Lions at five, but I'm going to go ahead and put them at four. I would still pick them over Tampa Bay today. Houston, that was too ugly of a game. Nothing that they did against the Bears except beating up Caleb was impressive whatsoever. They will be dangerous. They are dangerous. They're just not too dangerous right now to be in my top five. Bumping the armpit out, Lions four.
I have San Fran four. I don't care about the loss as much. It's the NFL. They're still a very good team. They got some injuries. You know, Debo now. They're tough to overcome, even for them. Purdy took six sacks. That was concerning.
Wow.
That was concerning to me. But again, another game like Detroit's, I don't think the results match. Minnesota had a 97-yard touchdown catch. San Fran had 10 more minutes of time of possession, 40% more first downs. The difference is Minnesota was 7 of 12 on third down, and San Fran was 2 of 10. So I have San Fran at 4.
I have the Detroit Lions, or Detroit Lions, however you want to say it. I've got them at number 4, not moving them much. This was a narrow margin, and ultimately, like we've talked about, they dominated the stat line. And so I think it's just one of those losses that we'll look back on and go, that's a game they would have liked to have back. That was one that they felt like they should have won. But ultimately, it doesn't change my view of who Detroit is, so I still have Detroit at number 4.
I have the Saints moving up to number 4.
Two
very impressive wins offensively. I think they continue it against the Eagles in New Orleans this weekend and continue it on throughout the season. So I have the Saints at number 4.
Part of me is trying to tell myself this.
Tell us the Chargers. Come on.
Make me feel a little bit better about things. It just pains me, but I am, that I'm fair and balanced. And I'm the most objective person in the country. The New Orleans Saints.
Whoa.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three. Wow.
For the Saints. Freaking Tom Brady sold me on the physicality of the defense.
Physicality.
I'm thinking DeMario Davis is Ray Lewis now out here for different reasons. And then I'm making Dirk Cutter my new offensive genius after what he did to Mike Zimmer. Move over Shanahan. Move over McVay. Move over LaFleur and make room for Dirk.
Clint Kubiak.
I got Dirk
Boise
Cutter.
State. Dirk Cutter and Hezbollah.
Bobby got put Dirk Cutter in my mind because he doesn't stop talking about this damn Dirk Cutter cut.
Yep.
He put it on the cut sheet, so I'm sorry. Dirk Cutter, Clint Kubiak. Clint Kubiak, move aside, Dirk Cutter.
All right. At number three, I too have New Orleans.
Oh!
Wow.
Nick Bush.
That's it.
Nick Bush.
Good teams dominate bad teams. They dominated the Panthers. And they have thoroughly dominated two opponents, home and road, good and bad. You know, I don't know that I don't know how after 2 weeks they can't be in the top five. Like, they've clearly been, through 2 weeks at least, they've clearly been the most impressive team in the NFL.
Yeah, that's easy. Number three. The San Francisco 49ers. I bump them down a spot away from number two. They still, ultimately, again, I think they played, if you look at, again, sort of the similar stat line when you look at the way they played against Detroit, they ran the ball effectively. Purdy threw the ball well, even for as much as he said those schemes are crazy to Brian Flores. He still threw for like 340 and a touchdown. Like, he still played decent overall. So I'm not too concerned long-term about San Francisco. Ayuk hasn't even gotten going yet, but I am dropping him down a spot because you can't just lose to Minnesota and not have any repercussions from that. So number three is the San Francisco 49ers.
I also have the 49ers number three. Just dropped them one spot. You know, bad loss on the road against Minnesota, but they did the same thing last year. They went on the road to Minnesota, got beat up there, and they went on to be the number one seed or number two seed in the NFC this year.
Did they lose to Minnesota last year?
Last year they did, yeah.
You know, this power rankings here on 105.3 The Fan. I was laughing because Tolo D just sent me the breaking news out of the WNBA. Portland, Oregon is getting a team.
Oh, man.
Welcome, hashtag welcome to the W.
Wow. So more on that at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
So that's Portland, Portland, Oregon. The only reason I have this team at two is because I have the balls to put the Saints there. And I just don't think there's anyone that's clear cut at two. I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to overpunish. I still have San Francisco at two. I want to believe they dropped down. I think we all should really like look back, and we will. We'll make Bobby do it before the Cowboys play San Fran, of what actually happened in the Viking game. I need to hear a complete total breakdown of that film and what happened to figure out one or two, doesn't matter what order, how legit Minnesota is, what they did, and how susceptible San Francisco is. But for now, I'm going to keep the 49ers at two.
Okay.
I could have put the Saints at two. If I had stones, I would have put the Saints at two.
All right, very nice.
And maybe even Detroit.
So this means you have Kansas City at one.
Yes.
All right, KC at one. Sean, repeat after me.
Oh.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Wow, you went to the Hay Song.
Yeah,
went to the Hay Song back in the day.
Yeah. All right, I thought about that. You know, you
get ready to get hit over the head with numbers. I can feel it.
That's fine. Their point differential for Houston was too low for me. It was 8 over 2 bad teams.
Buffalo's played competitive teams, and they have one of the higher point differentials in the NFL. And this is like I'm the quarterback guy. They got a great quarterback. So that will have Buffalo at number 2.
Wow. All right, very good. Obviously, number 1 will be Kansas City for me, but number 2 on this list, I went ahead and I moved Houston up. So Houston to me is the San Francisco's probably the most legitimate threat in general. But nobody's a bigger threat in the AFC to Kansas City than Houston. And I think that right now, I think by the end of the season, we're going to be talking about Houston on that tier where you're talking about Kansas City and San Francisco have been so above everybody else. I think by the end of the year, we're talking about, well, it's Kansas City, Houston, and San Francisco that are above the rest of the NFL. And yeah, a little bit of closer games these first two times, but everything, all the signs are there for a team that's about to really blow up.
This was more of a long-term pick, you know, throughout the remainder of the season for me, but I also
really
have Houston.
Like those, but
okay. I have Houston at number 2. You know, two ugly wins, I get it, but, you know, they still won the game. CJ Stroud, I believe he's legit. I have Houston at 2, and then Kansas City obviously won.
All right, there it is. You're around the NFL Power Rankings, Week 3 edition. Those records, by the way, I think those are the worst records in the history of the show. What we all put up last
week. Pretty
bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Especially RJ.
yeah, pretty bad.
Below the belt, how the schedule may be the undoing of Mike McCarthy. That is at 8:40. Dan Hunt to talk about the huge news yesterday in studio at 9. Nick Eatman at 9:20. But it is a Meet Church Wednesday, and he was on my text chain last night for one of the greatest meals I've had this year. Find out how you can make it as well from the official pitmaster of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk some Q with Matt Pittman, a.k.a. Meat Church, next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.